The proposed sales tax, property tax cap proposition found scant favor yesterday as it went down by a 9,400 to 2,800 vote margin. The nearly $32 million bond package for school district renovations fared better in its defeat, about 6,300 against, 5,800 in favor. According to the borough website, a little over 1,400 absentee ballots remain to be counted. The results are unofficial until those votes are tallied and the election certified. Other results show Talis Kohlberg continuing as borough mayor, defeating John Lehner by 9,000 to 2,200 votes. For Mat-Su Assembly District 3, Ronald Arvin defeated Michelle Church, 929 to 660. In Mat-Su Assembly District 6, Jim Culver tallied 849 votes to Jim Turner's 781. Vern Halter will take the District Assembly 7 seat, having defeated Doyle Holmes, 1,049 to 864. In the Mat-Su School Board races, Michael Dunleavy, with nearly 5,000 votes, captured seat A. Adam Boyd was second with 3,279. Jamie Duhamel had 1,191 and Neil Lacey 1,092. For school board seat B, Sarah Welton came in first with 4,898, second Robert Doyle 4,159 and James Tapley 1,423. Eric Cordero will take over school board seat E. Cordero posted 3,952 votes, Julie Collins 3,291, and Dave Anderton 2,513. In the Wasilla City Council seat A race, Tofina Kakis won with 345 votes, next Ron Cox with 294, and Steve Menard with 246. Doug Holler was unopposed for Wasilla City Council seat B. Palmer's two incumbents for its city council, Richard Best and Kenneth Irby, were also unopposed. In the only contested Houston City Council race for seat C, Natasha Schlockel has 124 votes, followed by Kathleen Barney, 76, and Joshua Hanford, 72. Lance Wilson was unopposed for seat D. Houston voters approved by 147 to 137 to raise the community's sales tax on fireworks from 2 to 4% until 2013, with the revenues going toward police and fire services. And Houston voters rejected applying for first-class city status, 152 no, 132 yes. That result pretty much eliminated two other propositions relating to mayoral terms, should Houston become a first-class city. Again, the results from the Mat-Su borough remain unofficial until absentee ballots are counted and the election certified. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.